You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. Welcome to the mid-morning here on Civic Media. My name is Greg Bach. I am your host, your buddy, your pal. We're very, very excited to have you here today. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you had a great New Year's celebration. We were gone for a few days last week, enjoying, relaxing. Me and my good buddy, Calvin Butenhoff, on the boards doing the ones and twos. Calvin, good morning. How are you today? How are you feeling? Last week, you were quite under the weather, and I wanted to just check in and see how you're doing now.
I have recovered.
You have breaking news, folks. Calvin Butenhoff has recovered. All right, you're feeling better. That's good. Good.
Yep, I'm feeling a lot better.
Excellent. Well, I'm happy to hear that. I hope you. I hope you had a. You know what? Actually, let's hold that for later on. We'll talk about that later on. As far as like, what did we do for New Year's? What did we do to celebrate? We're going to talk about New Year's resolutions in the second hour because we got a great show ahead. We got lots to talk about at 9:30 after the 9:30 news. My friend, colleague, award-winning civic media luminary Melissa Kay will be on the show to talk about her new program as well as stories she has been working on. It's going to be great to discuss with her what's happening in her neck of the woods in civic media because we are all over, you know, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Michigan, and you can always be part of that conversation. If you're listening to us right now, you can always get in touch by calling or texting. The number is 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also leave a comment on the live stream. We are currently live streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform in this house that we still call Twitter. Always get that Civic Media app in your life as well. Download it right now. You can listen to the shows. You can listen to our music stations all over the world, anywhere you'd like. You can also call through that app, text through that app. You can leave a voice note through that app. And hey, you can leave a voice note even if you don't like me. So that's all right there for you on the Civic Media app. But Melissa Kay will be here at 9:35. Really looking forward to that discussion. And then at 10:06, after the top of the hour news break and hour number two, we'll be speaking to John England, who is the executive director of the Menominee East and South YMCA. And we're going to be starting something here, basically Transformation Mondays. We're going to be talking about how we're making transformations in our life. And today we're going to talk about what they do at the YMCA and how it's not just about health and fitness, as we know, but just helping to make changes in people's lives and being there for programs, for those seeking to try new avenues. I mean, the Y is a wonderful place. I'm a member of the Y in Kenosha. I absolutely love it. But we'll be talking to John England in the second hour. And then at 10:35, I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you. I know you can make it, say New Year's resolutions, and that's fine. And sometimes people will maybe roll our eyes or think, I'm not doing that. But I want to know, for 2026, maybe we don't call it New Year's resolutions. Are there moments of transformation for yourself you're seeking to achieve? Is it about getting on a health journey? Is it about taking part in Dry January, which we'll be discussing later in the month as well? What are you seeking to do for yourself in 2026 moving forward? Those baby steps of transformation, because that's how you got to do it. And you can always send it to us via the text line. You can always call it in, but we'll be talking more about that at 10:35. And then, of course, this shouldn't be a thing, rounding out the show. Very, very much looking forward to having you here today, folks. And we're going to have a really great time. So thank you for sharing your morning with us. And I want to start with a little bit of breaking news out of Minnesota. Current governor Tim Walz, a former candidate for vice president last year, has announced that he will not be seeking re-election as governor of the state of Minnesota. He is going to be stepping down from his term. And basically, you know, I'm not surprised. I didn't feel like he said there was a bid going, and then he said he's going to end it. Would have been his third term as governor, getting this reporting out of the AP. And I was surprised he was running again. I thought that he was going to be done moving on to the next thing, but he was going for his third bid, and he has decided to step down. And he says, quote, that I cannot give a political campaign my all. And it's been an extraordinarily difficult year for his state. And part of it is cited as being the state's child care program scandal that has been in the news in the past couple weeks. Calvin, what do you think about this? What are your thoughts on Tim Walz stepping down for his re-election bid?
I'm not, I don't know. I'm flip-flack. Like, part of me is not surprised, and part of me is a little surprised.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, as a Wisconsinite, the perception is that he's well-liked in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't heard any rumblings that he wasn't going to run again.
Mm-hmm.
But then on the other hand, it's a lot in the last year, so I'm not surprised.
Yeah, I mean, it's he said it best. He's like, you know, if you can't give it your all in a political campaign for governor of a state, and I think there is a sense of, you know, when we know governors from other states, and we only hear like what we believe are the good things, we think, oh my gosh, they're amazing, they must be loved. But I mean, I'm sure you can find people in Wisconsin who are like, well, you know, y'all like Tony Evers, I can tell you why I don't like him, or in Pennsylvania or in New York or wherever. But because there's always so much going on in the news, I had momentarily forgot that he had actually launched a reelection campaign for a third term. And so he is stepping down, and we'll see where that takes us. But the reason why I'm bringing it up, one, because it is news that just came out, but also because of the mention of the child care scandal. And by the way, also really quick too, by the way, not lost on us here at the show that major happenings this past Saturday in Venezuela regarding the bombing of the state of Caracas, and the capture, some say kidnapping, of the president and his wife, Nicolas Maduro, brought here to New York to stand trial. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of moving pieces. I am not an international news expert. So I want you to do two things for me, folks. One, I want you to go to civicmedia.us/shows, find Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. He's a fantastic, fantastic attorney, former U.S. attorney. He spent most of Saturday's show discussing this matter, its implications on international law, on U.S. law, on where do we go from here, as the president did announce we're running Venezuela, apparently. But that's what I want you to do first. First thing, go download the latest episode of Amicus, a Law Review, by going to civicmedia.us/shows. And then the second thing I'd love for you to do is Thursday, we will be having Jim Santel on the show to discuss this. He is going to be bringing his legal opinion to the show to talk about what does it mean for an administration to do the action that they did on Saturday, capturing the current president, where it leaves the country, and how involved we as America can be to, quote, run it. So Jim will be here on Thursday in the first hour to talk more about the Venezuelan bombings. And I would ask you to come back for that as well, because he is a great, he will talk extensively on this, especially what it has to do as far as how it affects you and me and the law in this country. But going back to Minnesota, and Tim Walz not running for a third term, this is, of course, in the story from the AP, very, very short, but it does bring up the state's child care programs and the, quote, scandal that was brought to light in the past, in the news in the last week, week and a half, but started gaining some traction in December. And I'm not going to give you a huge overview on it. If you already know, I'm just going to basically say this. In 2018, more than half of $18 billion seems to be most likely stolen. Fraud. Actual fraud. This is not a new story. In fact, it has been under investigation for many years, with the news covering it since 2018, both local and national news covering it since 2018. 92 people have already been, actually more than 92 people have been charged for involvement in this, for this fraud. And the investigations from the state stem back to 2014. And the reason why I want to give you that just really quick overview, and I'm going to post a video in our show notes that gives a really in-depth look at what was going on. The reason why I kept it so brief is because this is not new news. The video is news. The reaction from the White House is news. But this story from Minnesota has been around for quite a long time. And I wanted to give a brief overview for it, because it's something that you know, because of the video from that YouTube content creator, it hit the Twitter account of the vice president, and it became, that became the story. I don't feel like the video itself is the real news. I think it's the actual investigation and the actual, you know, what has Minnesota done to mitigate these problems, which they've been aware of. And I think that's what I want people to know, is that, you know, it didn't just pop up last month. Don't let people try to treat it like this is, well, this is just happening. No, it's not. This is something that is over a decade old in Minnesota. They're trying to handle it. And if that is part of the reason why Tim Walz is stepping down, that's part of the reason why. But I want to talk about it because this story of the video of the White House posting about it has implications on Wisconsin now. Because the president said that Minnesota will no longer be getting federal funding for child care, for daycare, for early education, child care development. They are going to be freezing that money. But now what they have done is they have decided, and this is coming from an article from Wisconsin Public Radio, and Anya Van Wagendonk has the byline on it saying, Wisconsin child care providers await federal fund freezing that could cause closure. And I feel like that they are using this as a distraction, another distraction to keep us from talking about things like the Epstein files, as well as the big billionaire budget. But this story out of Minnesota now has implications on Wisconsin, because the already struggling child care funding that's taking place here is possibly going to be frozen as well because of these measures from the federal government. In this article from the Wisconsin Public Radio, because they've extended to all 50 states, we are waiting more information on what will be taking place, what they will seek to freeze on our child care providers, what the child care providers will do in the face of this. And they said in the article that what they want to do, this is from a representative of the Department of Health and Human Services, they would freeze funding until states could prove they use them, quote, legitimately. What does legitimately mean? Hold on. They don't know what that means, because they have been given very little information and no guidance from the federal government on how to actually prove whether or not they are using the funds, quote, legitimately for child care here in Wisconsin or any other state for that matter. But this story coming, this story coming out of Minnesota regarding the video, regarding the freezing of child care for Minnesota, regarding the scandal, now has knock-on effects here in Wisconsin. We're going to talk further about that. I'll talk more about this story from Wisconsin Public Radio. And if you are affected by this, if you've been affected by child care, has your tuition gone up? Has your child care center closed down? I want to hear from you. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Don't go anywhere. It's the mid-mornings. Here at Civic Media, my name is Greg Bach. Stay tuned. Stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning. Welcome to the mid-morning on Civic Media, the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Greg Bach. I am your host, your buddy, your pal, and we are happy that you are here with us. If you want to get in touch with us, call or text. The phone number is the same no matter what you're doing. It's 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can always, always leave a comment on the live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that we still call Twitter. Lots of shows still ahead, including a discussion coming up in a few minutes with John England, who is the executive director of the Menominee South and East YMCA, talking about transformations. We're beginning a new thing here, Transformation Mondays, talking about how we're making our lives better, what we're doing to create goals, to create growth in our lives, and we'll be starting right there. It's the new year, so a lot of people have plans to get on that health journey. So we'll be talking to John England in a little bit. And then, of course, in the second hour, we'll be talking to... Actually, I take that back. I'm sorry. I got that wrong. John England's at 10:06. Melissa Kay comes on in a few minutes after the 9:30 news. Melissa Kay from right here at Civic Media, talking about her new show, what she does for the company, the story she's working on. But Melissa Kay at 9:35. I was looking at the wrong rundown. My apologies. Well, before we went to the commercial, we were talking about childcare struggles here in Wisconsin, as well as the development in Minnesota regarding a fraud case that has been under investigation for quite a long time, both from the state and has been covered by the news for a very long time. How that now has effects on Wisconsin, because last week the president decided to freeze funding for Minnesota, and now it has gone to all 50 states. And it's done that with no sort of guidance, no sort of guidelines, and states seem to be scrambling to await information. And it hits Wisconsin like it will all the other states. In the story from Wisconsin Public Radio, written by Anya Van Wagendonk, Ruth Schmidt, who is the executive director of Wisconsin Early Childhood Association, said that while this is something that will be, it will be something that needs to be navigated, Wisconsin is actually, this is good news, is set up to really report on what we do to use our funds, quote, legitimately, as though they have not defined what legitimately means yet. Because Wisconsin in 2010 went through their own child care scandal. I can't get into that right now. We don't have enough time. But it was enough that what happened was after that news broke, the state put into place processes that made reporting much more detailed and much stricter and much, we have the capabilities here to show how we use our money. So there are mechanisms in place that will maybe make it easier for Wisconsin if guidelines do come down. So that's good. The problem I have, and I'm worried about this, and I wonder about you out there who do take part in, you know, early education, childcare. This can be used to weaponize an already very struggling part of our state, something that people talk about a lot. We talk about education for children. We talk about access. We talk about, you know, assistance because tuition prices are not going down. Places are closing, and I know that for a fact because Corrine Hendrickson, who is one of our friends here on the show, she has been on many times. She last year decided after many years to close her childcare center because she was not going to be able to get the funding. Even though last year there was a budget that was passed, the 2025-2027 biennium Wisconsin budget, there was money put into the budget for childcare funding. And I really want to call it early education childcare because that's actually what it is. I think the other big, you know, misnomer is that if you hear childcare, maybe just thinking babysitting. This is not. This is early education. These kids are learning. They're having lessons. They're interacting. They're understanding, you know, basics of maybe math and just that great start to an education from anywhere from 2 to 5 to older, because this funding affects actually not just kids under 5. It actually affects, quote unquote, older little kids, if you will, over the age of 5. And in the biennium budget, $330 million was put into it, even though $480 million was asked, with 110 of that, a third of that, going directly to the childcare providers, which was not enough. I know 110 sounds like a lot of money, but it was not enough. And we know that because people like Corrine had to close her center. And in statements from both the governor and the legislature, they said things of, we are going to make it so that tuition is going to go down. Well, it's not going down. So options are disappearing. Tuition's not going down. And because of the American Rescue Plan Act funding drying up, there is going to be a steep lack of funding coming from the federal government, especially if they're freezing it from the federal level as well. I bring all this up because it comes down to the fact that we have people in Madison who have the ability to fund this properly, and they choose not to, whether we're talking about the Joint Finance Committee or we're talking about just the lawmakers in general. And I don't see the Joint Finance Committee funding anything for childcare, as a lot of them begrudgingly voted for this budget and they didn't want to fund childcare in the first place. We have a $4.2 or $4.3 billion surplus in Wisconsin, and they're not using that for anything right now. So really, when it comes down to it, it's about being involved in these conversations, finding out who is running your state. What are they finding the best? What are they putting the most interest in? Because as we've heard time and time again, people We're talking about healthcare access. We're talking about education. We're talking about general cost of living. Childcare funding is important. And everything going on from the federal level and from the budget affects the businesses, affects the parents. And we cannot allow these wonderful individuals who are providing a great education, a great service to our parents and our kids to be maligned any more than they were. We need the funding, and it's important for us to voice that to the people who want to lead this state. So when we come back, we're going to go get some, we're going to go right now get some news. We're going to get a snack. We're going to get some hydration. Come back. We're going to talk to Melissa Kay, my friend here at Civic Media. She'll be talking about her new show, what she does here at the network, and stories she's working on. But don't go anywhere. It's mid-mornings. It's mid-morning. You're here with me, Greg. I'm your host. Stay close. Stay tuned on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. Welcome to the mid-morning on Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Greg. I'm your pal, your buddy, your host, and we are here this morning having a great time, joined, of course, by Kelvin Butenhoff on the ones and two, Sweet Kel B, and all of that, all of the nicknames therein. If you want to be a part of the conversation, you can always get in touch by calling or texting 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also reach out on the live stream, seeing comments coming through. We'll read those later on in the show. We're on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that we still call Twitter. In the 10 o'clock hour, we'll be speaking to John England from the YMCA of Menominee South and East, talking about transformations, talking about health journeys, also talking about what services your Y provides to help you maybe make a change, learn something new, or just build community in your community. So don't go anywhere. Lots of shows still ahead. And then 10:35, what did you do for New Year's? What are you doing for the new year? Do you have a resolution? Do you have a little goal? I want you to share that with me and with Calvin. We'll talk more about that. And then Tisbat, this shouldn't be a thing. Closing out the show as always. This shouldn't be a thing. Always is how we get a skedaddling at 10:52. Today it is the Cop and the Frog edition, so don't go anywhere. We're going to have a lot more fun. And I'm so excited because the fun doesn't stop, because I am joined by Melissa Kay, my colleague, award-winning journalist. You can hear her on WFHR 97.5 or 105.5 WIRI. You can find those on the Civic Media app, by the way. That's called a plug. Download the Civic Media app, and you can actually hear those stations through the Civic Media app. But Melissa, hello, friend. Welcome. I've missed you.
Hello. I've missed you too, Greg. It's so good to see you.
It's great to see you too. How was your New Year's? How was ringing in 2026 for you?
How was my New Year's? I have to think.
That's how good it was.
No, I think I was home. Yeah. I didn't really do much. I worked on my script because we had a show opening.
Oh, we'll be talking more. That, so. We'll be talking more about your theater endeavors a little bit later. But really quick, yes, I think it's very interesting because every Saturday, my wife and I, we go grab a Bloody Mary at a local bar in Kenosha, same one, because we love the people, love the Bloody Mary. And we asked some of the younger people, the young folk behind the bar, what they did. And not a single one of them said they went out. They all stayed home with family, celebrated in, and really none of them had an interest of going out and partying. And that was very interesting to me, because when I was that age, it was about making the New Year's night last as long as possible. And when you couldn't remember it, you're like,
kiss.
Well, it's a whatever. But yeah, so I'm glad that you had a quiet New Year's. Now
quiet, chill.
Yeah, very chill. Now tell us what you do at Civic Media. I hear you doing the news. I hear you doing shows. But who is Melissa Kay in the Civic Media universe?
Well, that has changed in this last 6 months or so.
Okay.
I'm now fully in the news department. I do news.
Okay.
So I'm the news director for WFHR WIRI in my one person newsroom, which is what most of our newsrooms are across the state. My focus is just on bringing attention to local happenings, local events, what's happening with our local government, and helping people to engage with the newsmakers in our community.
And can you speak to a wider sense on that goal for Civic Media, that is really what we want to focus on here as well. I mean, it is absolutely easy to talk about Washington. We can talk about the big stories coming out of the big cities, world events, and those are important, and we don't want to discount them, but the goal of civic media is to get down to those local meetings, county board, and all those others where the decisions are made that affect us directly. So can you speak more about the mission of civic media to bring that local news to us?
Well, it's exactly what you said, Greg, to get involved in the local happenings in your local government, school boards. That affects your daily life, day to day, far more than anything happening in Washington, anything happening in another state. And I think that the goal of civic media is to get people engaged in their communities, because when people care about what's happening at their local board, when they invest time to understand why the things are happening the way they are, local government is complex. There's a lot to it, and there's a lot more than just, you know, being elected and showing up for meetings. There's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes. There's a lot of communication that local officials are wanting from their constituents that they're just not getting because people are disengaged. And I think that is the goal of civic, in part, is to get people engaged in their communities, to make the positive changes, to tell their representatives what they want as constituents in their area.
Yeah.
And the more we build up local communities, the stronger we are as a state and as a nation.
And you bring up something very important there, and that is the communication between the constituent, the voter, the community member, and their elected leaders. And I remember when I moved into the house we live in Kenosha, I just reached out to my alderman and said, hey, I'm just letting you know we moved in, looking forward to being here. Hopefully, you know, we can meet someday. And he sent me an email back within the day going, I don't get emails like this. I never get emails like this. I never say hello, thank you. And, you know, it's so they, you know, they want to hear from you. If you have a concern, you need to tell them. I cannot remember the guest who told us, and it may have been Will Westmoreland, who said there are leaders out there who don't know what their constituents are thinking. And when they don't know what the constituents are thinking, then they might just think, well, I'm doing a great job, or they may do something. So it's about getting involved. And that's what civic media does, is help people know what's going on in their communities and understand it and be a part of it. I mean, we saw, you know, from local reporting, we saw people go to Caledonia and say, we don't want a data center. That's people getting involved in their local community, standing up as a community and saying, this is what we want. This is what we want you to do for us. And I think that ties into everything we do here at Civic Media. And the reporting that y'all do is absolutely fantastic, because it's, you know, it's vital. But you have a new show called Perspective. I want you to tell me more about that. And by the way, if you're just joining us, Melissa Kay, my colleague, news reporter, award-winning luminary here at Civic Media, and actor as well. We'll talk more about that in a little while. But Melissa is here talking about her role at Civic Media, the news as we do it here at the network, and then your new show. Tell me more about that.
So Perspective is actually a very historical show.
Oh, okay.
For WFHR, the name Perspective, the news director on WFHR is 85 years old this year. And the news director always had a news show called Perspective, and they'd talk with, you know, I think it was a daily news show. Well, it went away for a number of years, and in some of the conversation about what we do going forward this year, one of them was, well, what if we brought that show back? Because I have taken over interviewing and having conversations with all of our local newsmakers, you could say, that the mayor, the sheriff, all our school district officials. And we thought, well, what if we turn that into an interview news show and get it back on the radio for people? So we're excited to launch that here this month. We're bringing back the old theme music, which is just awesome. Ooh,
is it like, how, like, what does it mean?
I think a 6 or an 8 minute song, Greg.
Can't play it now.
know. And if you listen to the whole thing, it turns into such cheesy jazz elevator music, but the beginning and the ending is perfect. It's right. just so good.
Well, if you want to hear it, then you have to tune into Perspective here at Civic Media. And you know, engaging with those local leaders, I mean, I think as it speaks again to the mission, it's very important, mm-hmm. you know, are they willing to, I mean, those local leaders sitting down, having real conversations and being real.
And they're
real.
Happy to do it. Mm-hmm. They're grateful to be able to have another platform because, I mean, we we're in news deserts almost in any rural area mm-hmm. here. We've lost our newspapers or if they still are here. There's not as much local reporting. The reporter may not even live here, or they may be writing articles for 10 different newspapers.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the local focus hasn't been there. So we're trying to bring that back.
Right. And I think that's, you know, I think that's great because we say all the time here on this show, as well as on other shows, if you can find that local paper, support them, subscribe to them, because they're going to be giving you the information you need. We're talking to Melissa Kay, a wonderful colleague here at Civic Media. Before we go run and take a break, I know you wrote a story, I'm just pulling it up right now here, regarding data centers, and that has become a conversation piece of the past year and a half. It is one of the big topics we hear about in the state of Wisconsin, and you posted an article on the New Year about this.
Yeah, I spoke with Senator Patrick Teston, who is our representative here in Senate District 24. And one of the things that him and our assemblyman, Representative Scott Krueger, are working on is a community solar bill.
Mm-hmm.
And this would allow smaller scale solar projects within municipal communities. And the goal behind that, in part, is to help offset the potential for future energy increases, because if these data centers, which they're coming from everything that that officials are saying and those in the know are mm-hmm. saying, these data centers are coming. So the demand for energy is going to increase. And with supply and demand, we know what happens, right?
Yeah.
They demand more. Well, we need the price is going to go up.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So they want to be able to offset that behind the meter with these community solar projects.
I think that's fantastic as well, because I mean, you know, we've had many people just in the past few weeks discussing this, and you know, how to offset it is a conversation that we need to be discussing. But also the other thing too is the legislation that provides transparency for these big companies coming in
and safeguards.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is small scale, so government has a say. People have a say.
Yeah.
They get to come and ask questions and talk about it and let their representatives know how they feel about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I thank you for that. I thank you for the story. And that story will be on the show notes. You can go to civicmedia.us/shows. And we're still, by the way, I'll address this in a little while, but we're still going to be using the Matt and Air on Air website. Okay. But we are, you know, it's a new... You know, we are here. I am here. Jane Matinere did retire last year. We miss her deeply and we miss her dearly. But
thank you, Jane, for all your service.
Exactly. But you can go to civicmedia.us, look for Matinere on Air, and the show notes will still be there. You can still download them, but we'll be posting that story. And yeah, again, data centers are not going anywhere, and that's understood. But mm-hmm. it's about the community standing up saying, hey, we need transparency and we need ways to make sure that it doesn't explode our energy costs or divert our water to the point where it's unusable. So we're going to be talking more to Melissa Kay from Civic Media. And as we come back on the other side, we'll be talking about, you know, maybe some endeavors in the theater. She is an actor in the community. And I guess I've been told by one of our listeners, Jenny, I need to talk about pigeons. So more about that. Oh, Melissa got very excited right there, but I guess you'll be excited too. It's mid-mornings on Civic Media with Greg. I'm Greg Bach. I'm your host. Don't go anywhere. Stay close. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning. It is mid-mornings on Civic Media, the Civic Media Radio Network, as you know, because you're listening to and watching right now. My name is Greg Bach. I'm your host, your buddy, your pal, along with Kelvin Butenoff, who's on the ones and twos. We are here today For a little while, a little more than an hour, we got great show still ahead at 10:06. We welcome John England, who is the executive director of Menominee East and South YMCA, talking about what they're doing for folks in the community, making a transformation, because that's what Mondays are about now. Transformation Mondays, talking about how we're making changes in our life. We're looking forward to our discussion with John at 10:06. And then we got 10:35. What are you doing for your transformation? What are you doing to, you know, take those small steps towards the goal you need to reach? How is your new year? Are you doing good? 2026, are you full of hope? I kind of am. I know it sounds naive, but I am. And then this shouldn't be a thing. Rounding out the show as usual. Today's the Cop and the Frog edition, so don't go anywhere. I am here with my good buddy, Melissa Kay, from WFHR and WIRI right here in Wisconsin. And you can listen to those stations by getting the free Civic Media app. You can stream that wherever you're at. You can stream those stations. You can listen to the news coverage because Melissa is in our news department. And I want to post this really quick from Miss RDT, who said, I like everything Melissa Kay does, but especially the hourly newscast because of her clear, understandable voice, making it so easy to understand. More Melissa. I told you the other day, I was like, I was listening to you do the news and like, it's like ASMR news. You're like, welcome to the news. We're talking about all of the news coming out of the local area. So yeah, you're now on top of that, you wanted to discuss some changes for WFHR. What is happening on that station?
Well, we did switch over to what is called a full service station now. Mm-hmm. So we have our wonderful Civic Network programs in the morning, including Greg Bach. And then we switch over to music throughout for the main part of the midday after the morning shows. And then we come back to Pete Schwabba for the evening entertainment. And then it flips back over to music again. And we have the Timeless Hits, I believe is what it's
local news and timeless hits.
Yes, that's it. but there it's something that a station playing music that we haven't had in this area for a very long time.
Yeah.
I've heard from multiple people in the area who are like, you know, I just can't find my music anywhere on the radio dial. I'm like, wow, well, now you will, because here we are.
Exactly. Well, that's great to hear. And I mean, I know some folks don't always get down with the apps, but that, I mean, if you want to hear that, that's the great thing about Civic Media is that we also have wonderful music stations, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Michigan. So there's always a style you can listen to. But WFHR now has the Timeless Hits along with the local news, which includes Melissa Kay reading that news every at the bottom of the hour, which is great.
Yeah, top and bottom. Yep.
Top and the bottom of the hour. Really quick, as we're talking about changes, I wanted to address something from Sydney here on the live stream as well. Sydney says, is there going to be a content change happening in the show with Matt and Aragon? Will you still have the same drive covering politics and bigger issues? Yes. So Jane may be gone. She's retired, deservedly, after 45 years in the industry. But we're taking the mission of Matt and Aragon and we're moving it into something that reflects what we did for the past few years, which is covering those stories that we feel need to be in people's orbits. And I can't always guarantee it's going to be the splashiest one because it might have nothing to do with Wisconsin. We always want to cover stories that have a tie-in or a direct effect on Wisconsin and its people, because it's, as I talked about earlier this morning, what's happening in Minnesota with the childcare scandal has knock-on effects for Wisconsin, which has knock-on effects for parents, which has knock-on effects for teachers, which has knock-on effects for children. So we will be covering those political issues, especially in 2026 being an election year. So don't worry. That's where we're taking it for right now. I mean, I'm at the helm, so we're good to go for the time being. But I thank you for being here. And if you have stories that you want to get in touch with us, Jane says at civicmedia.us is still available. You can still email us and let us know about stories, guests, topics, those types of ideas. If there's someone in your life that you feel like we should be talking to, tell us. Let us know. Jane says at civicmedia.us. Okay. Before we get out of here, make it really quick. You are an actor. You are a writer and a director, and you're not just like, what's my motivation? You tell people what to do, too. Tell us more about your acting career.
Well, most recently here, we just did a small show called Morning Sun.
Okay.
And it was just three generations of women and a grandmother, a mother, and a daughter. The story is about the mother. And so the grandmother and the daughter play all of the different characters throughout this mother's life. It goes from birth to death.
Gotcha.
And it's a visceral show. Like, the emotion, the it was, a lot of it was raw. We had a couple of audience members that were like, what did I walk into? Like, I'm not really okay with this. It made me uncomfortable.
That's
theater.
That's theater. That is like, unless you're, it's like, I know Guys and Dolls, but you know, if you don't know the play, you should, well, first of all, read up on it first, find out what it's about.
Well, and it did come with warnings, you know, it's adult content, adult language. We did swear a lot, but I got to play multiple different characters, a couple different guys, several different women, and the grandmother, which was just, it was a lot of fun.
Is the show over or people can still check?
It is. We only had two nights. We had Friday and Saturday night. It was good.
What's the name of the theater company that you're with or that you work with if people want you?
Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater.
Wonderful. If you want to check out more, go to find them on what's called, quote, the internet. So,
I'm doing costumes for the next show called Four Old Broads. It'll be a good comedy.
There you go. You're going to laugh. You're going to laugh. Before we got about 1 minute left. Pigeons. What?
Lulu, my pet pigeon.
Oh, that's right. I forgot you have a pet. Yes, Melissa has a pet pigeon. This was a thing for a while.
It was Pigeon Quest. It was a whole thing.
Dun dun dun. Oh, how is Lulu?
You know what? They're recovering. We had a small mishap with the pigeon pants yesterday, and their wing stuck, and a sudden plummet off of the shelf back there. But I think they're okay.
I feel like this could be a play, Pigeon Pants Play.
It could be.
Melissa Kay, the host of Perspectives, the award-winning journalist, our fabulous friend in the news department here at Civic Media. You can catch her. You can listen to her on the Civic Media radio app. Melissa, thank you so much for being here. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Greg.
All right. When we come back, we're talking to John England from the Menominee East and South YMCA about transformations. You're listening to Mid-Mornings on Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Greg Bock. Stay tuned. Stay close.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.